Hello there. You're a human, aren't you? A man. I don't think I've seen a man in this part of the forest for a long time. Do all men look like you? Those broad shoulders, muscular arms. I'm very impressed. But what are you going to do with that thick, hard axe? To chop down that tree? Surely you don't want to chop down that tree. It's such a cold day, the last brisk day in autumn. Just look at these goosebumps on my arms. Look at the way I shiver. Look at the way my nipples are so hard and so visible against the sheer green silk of my shift. It's so cold, isn't it? Oh, I see. The cold is why you're out here. You're gathering firewood for your village before the first snow. Oh, no, wait. Don't turn away. No, don't lift that axe. Yes, I know the day is getting older and you really want to chop down that tree. But wait, does it have to be that tree? Oh, it does. Because that kind of wood burns better. But it's much too cold for a tall, strong man to be walking around this forest chopping down trees, isn't it? Wouldn't you rather be at home, curled up in a chair by a roaring fire, or in your bed under a quilt with your wife gasping and moaning in your arms, screaming your name as you please her all day? Just think of her soft, creamy thighs. Her soft, full breasts pressed to you. Maybe you have a babe at home and your wife's breasts are still swollen with milk. The nipples are so full that they brush across your chest amazingly. Think of how her back will arch for you, how her sweet moans will be forced down your cock at the end of your thrusts. Think of her lips so warm on your neck, her nails digging into those powerful shoulders of yours, or your back, or your ass as her tight little cunt clenches around your cock. Think of how she'll lie panting in your arms after you fuck her, how her eyes will be so grateful, so soft and so warm with love, how she'll kiss you like she'll just die if she's ever parted from you. How she'll nip your ear with her teeth and moan in her ear that she wants you inside her again. Surely you'd rather be at home fucking her loving, hot, fertile young wife. Oh, you don't have a wife. Well, maybe you have a lover. I know you must. I can see the look in your eyes. You haven't stopped staring at my breasts since I stepped out from behind that tree. Here, let me press myself to you and whisper in your ear. My hands so warm and so soft on your chest, lips brushing your cheek. I'll just ignore that scary axe and whisper what I know about you. I know you are a man who needs women. I bet the neighbor's wives like you. I bet one of them slips over to your home while her husband is at the market, visiting you on some pretense, maybe with a jar of milk and a fresh baked apple pie. A gift from one neighbor to another. But it's your cream she wants. It's her pie she wants to give you. I bet the moment the door is closed and she is in your arms, she kisses your face, covering it. Your neck, your hard chest, your thighs. lips close around your hard cock as she gazes up at you with soft, needful eyes as you give her every drop of cream you have. Because she wants it. She needs it. You're the only one who can fulfill her. I bet you have a lover just like that, who's already at the door of your house, knocking nervously, wondering where you are, where her powerful man is, while you're here, in the cold, traipsing through this forest. Why aren't you there with her? Why aren't you getting a fistful of her hair, and guiding her to your knees so you can fuck her hot little mouth? Oh, you aren't fucking any of the neighbors' wives. A farm girl, then. Some sweet little thing just barely old enough to fuck, her eyes so innocent and lips so sweet and full, like a cherry tree blossoming for the first time. I know you've been watching her, seeing her breasts grow. Maybe she's been watching you, too, from across the field as you work with that hard, thick axe. Maybe she even slipped down to the pond with a shy glance over her shoulder as if she's checking to make sure no one is following her or watching. But she's actually checking to make sure you are following her. She wants you to watch. She wants you to see her slip that sweet country dress from her shoulders and let it slide from her young breasts. Let it slide from her young breasts. Let it slip down her body as soft as kisses, passing her hips down and down her smooth legs to pool at her feet. Do you see her? Can you imagine her? Young and fresh as the first morning ever. And so naked. Look at how the autumn air nips at her skin, making her nipples full and aching to be touched. Watch her dip her hand into the water, swimming in the pond like a flash of moonlight. She is so wet. She wants to be touched. She wants you to follow her in. Dive into the water and chase her while she swims giggling for the other bank. She wants you to catch her, you strong, powerful man. I bet you would swim so vigorously. She knows she can't get away from you. She wants you to catch her and pin her to the bank and cover her with your hard body. Kiss her so hard, biting her lower lip so you can taste blood and woman and her. Think of her frightened around, nervous little gasp. Think of how she'll spread her soft, warm thighs for you, offering herself to you. She's frightened. The other girls have all told her it will hurt. But she wants you. She wants you. Won't you take her? Won't you smother her soft little cry with your mouth and thrust into her and open her for the first time? She wants you inside her. She wants to know what it feels like to have the warm pressure of a man's cock in her. She wants to squeeze you so tightly. She wants to make you come. She wants to give you everything. Can't you just feel her tight virgin cunt collapsed around your cock right now? Wouldn't you rather be there on the edge of that pond with her, ravishing her? Not here in this cold and inviting forest with such a hard, thick, scary axe on your shoulder? Wouldn't you rather be home, stranger? The cold, brisk air can't feel good on your face, or that muscle bare chest of yours, if you took off your pants. It wouldn't feel good on your hips or cock either. Though, when I press my body to you like this, I can tell your cock is managing to stay hard out here just fine. Autumn briskness or not? But wouldn't you rather be somewhere where you can sink that hard, impressive cock into something warm and soft? You're still here? Well, if you have to be out here, maybe you'd like to get warm first before you chop down that tree. You can't swing that axe well if your hands, those rough, callous hands, are bitten by coal. Here, let me take your hand here. Let me slide your hand down the top of my shift. Yes, like that. Come, my breast. Oh, my. Yes, grip my soft, warm tent. Yes, I'm warm. I am so warm for you. The autumn air doesn't make me cold. My goosebumps were just for show.